your host, and it's so exciting to welcome you to episode 3 of our Monk Good Monkey Talk podcast. With all your pledge news and our third instalment of Education Through the Decades, where we will be interviewing the wonderful Miss Lloyd. First up, here's Lola, Evie B, Henry and Emily H bringing you the latest and all-important pledge announcements. Hope you enjoy.
Thanks, Bubba Joe. We are celebrating Evie Beasley, who has recently achieved a red belt yellow stripe in judo. This comes under Cultural Experience Gold, achieve an external recognition. Very well done. Over to you, Evie B.
Thanks for that, Lola. Darcy, Scarlett and Evie of Class 16 all came first in a martial arts fighting competition at the weekend. Nice job, guys. Over to you, Henry.
Thanks, Evie. Harriet London achieved first and second place for a karate competition. Cultural Experience Gold, achieve an external recognition. Amazing, Harriet. As your brother, I'm really proud of what you have accomplished. Over to you, Emily.
Thanks, Henry. Max in Class 6 spent his Easter holidays visiting Chester's Romans Fort Museum, Vindolia Rome Fort, Northumberland and other historical places. Well done, Max.
Hey guys, Charla here again, and today we are going to be interviewing Mrs. Lloyd about when she was in primary school, just around the early 1980s, where Leg Warmers, the band Aha, Michael Jackson and Madonna were popular.
Hello, Miss Lloyd. Thank you for coming onto our fantastic show. So let's start with the first question. How was primary school and did you enjoy it?
So my first primary school was a really small primary school called Barnborough, which is in a little village. So it was only a really small school. And then my mum and dad, we moved house to Wath. And in year 6, I moved to Wath Central School, which was a huge school. And believe it or not, I was really shy when I was little. I was so shy. I didn't speak to many people. I just had certain friends and that was me. And then I went to this big school and it was really nerve-wracking because I didn't know anybody and they were all in friends and it was a massive school and I didn't make friends easily, but I did eventually. But my mum and dad wanted me to go to that school because they knew which secondary school I wanted to go to. So I went from a little village school, which was really cute and everybody knew each other, to a really big primary school, which was a little bit scary at first, but it ended up being okay and I got lots of friends.
What was your favourite subject in school?
PE, all the way. Sport, PE, that was my life when I was at school. Anything that was involved sport was me. Loved it.
So how did you get to liking science?
Do you know that when I was at school, science I found as the hardest subject out of all the subjects I did. And I did well in my GCSEs, but that was my lowest grade was in science. But I've grown as I've got older to love science more than I did then, and now I absolutely love it. Would you believe it? How things change.
Was there any major news stories that you can remember at the time?
Now, year sixes will know this because they've done it in history. The miners' strike is something that really stands out to me. I was around 10 years old and my mum and dad had got a business in Wath, a garden centre. They'd not had it very long and it was positioned where Manvers Lake is now, where the pit used to be. And during the miners' strike, there was people picketing and things like that. And the business was struggling because people didn't want to buy plants. They didn't want to buy flowers because the money that they got, they needed it to buy food and to heat the house and things like that. So the business wasn't doing as well. And at that time, my dad was building us a house and he had to stop building the house. So we had to live in a caravan that was going to be for 6 months. And I lived in a caravan for 3 years. Me and my sister loved it. We thought we were camping. It was brilliant. My mum and dad would go to work because it was on the same site. They'd come in at Christmas. We'd trimmed up. There was tinsel everywhere and everything. We just thought we were camping. So we lived in it. It was a big caravan, but we ended up living in it. Should have been 6 months. It ended up being 3 years. So the miners' strike, that stands out to me that I lived in a caravan at that time because my mum and dad couldn't carry on building the house because they didn't have enough money. That's what I remember. And then the other big thing, I remember Charles and Diana getting married And it was big on the news about the size of a dress and how crumpled up it was. I just remember it being on the news. Everybody's going, look at that dress. How much must it have cost? And it looks like it needs ironing. And I remember that being big in the news at the time. And I think I've got a mug with the date and pictures of them when they got married.
Well, there you go.
And a coin, I think. I've got a coin as well.
What technology was there when you were younger?
I absolutely loved thinking about this question because there's so many things that I could remember from being younger that then made me feel really old that you're probably going to laugh at. So the first thing that stood out to me was a television, and we only had 4 channels. I know. Then I remember Channel 5 coming along, and I remember if we wanted to change the channel, you had to get out of your chair, walk up to the TV and press the button. And then I felt like we were getting really posh, because that what we did then, we got a TV with a remote control, but it had a cable on it that connected to the TV, so we could sit on the settee with the remote control, but it went across the living room and plugged into the telly. How amazing. And now look what we've got. And the TVs were huge. The back, you know, TVs are like that now, only quite slim. They were really, really deep. They were huge. The next thing that I remember, record players, because it's all about music with me when I was younger. Record players, I used to love listening to music and having a proper record player. Brilliant. Then things moved on and we got cassettes. And I remember, I don't know whether any of you know what a cassette looks like.
I was going to say, do you know what a cassette is?
And you'd play it and then you'd have to take it out and turn it over to play the other side. And I remember getting something called a Walkman, where you could put a cassette in a little cassette player and carry it round with you. And it was worked on batteries and you could have headphones on and I could listen to the music walking round. It was amazing.
A bit like on Guardians of the Galaxy when he's walking around with a little cassette player.
That was me. Then we went to having CDs. And I had a Discman. So I had a CD player that was about that size and I could put CDs in and listen to it, and I could that had a little strap and I could carry that round, headphones on, music on. That's moving on from cassettes. I've still got all my boxes of cassettes and records, and my husband wants to get rid of them and I can't because I remember at home when we didn't have microwaves, I remember those being invented. I know. And dishwashers. I remember us not having dishwashers. And then I remember typewriters, where you'd type and a little hand would come up, hit some ink, a little ribbon of ink, and type it onto paper. I know. And then the one that you'll laugh about is, with my mum and dad having a garden centre, they needed to call each other depending on where they were. And so my dad bought a mobile phone. It was probably the size of a brick, literally the size of a brick. And the aerial that came off it was about longer than a ruler. So you had to pull the aerial out, and he was like holding it like this. It was huge. It was huge. And all he could do on it was call people. None of this taking photographs or things like that. I didn't have a mobile till I was about 20. I know, and you couldn't take photos then. You could just send text messages and make calls.
Did you do any extracurricular activities whilst at primary or secondary?
I did. Heaps and heaps and heaps of extracurricular activities. I can't speak. So at school, sport was my thing at secondary school and primary school. At primary school, there wasn't really any after-school clubs at that time. It was more in secondary school. And every club I did after school was sport. Every night I was doing sport. Every weekend I was representing the school. I did well with tennis, netball, hockey, rounders, athletics, gymnastics, cross-country. My main thing that I was quite good at was running. So I could run for ages and ages and ages. I had the stamina. So I ended up out of school. My mum and dad, they said the only people that are beating you in races are the people that train. So I started and ran for a running club. Then I also did out of school dancing, ballet, tap. I did it for a while and then it wasn't really me. I wasn't dainty enough like my daughter is. So I did a few exams in that and then I stopped. And then when I was 11, I started playing the organ.
What's that?
What's an organ? Does anybody know what an organ is?
No.
Do you know what an organ is?
It's a thing in your body.
So have you ever seen an organ in a church?
No.
Isn't it one of those like big piano things?
It is a bit like a piano. So it's got two keyboards.
Yeah.
And lots of pedals underneath as well.
Oh, for one
foot, and then the other foot I used to use to control the volume. Oh, yeah. And I started playing that when I was 11 and I did right up to grade 8. So I was quite good on it. I've played in church before. And then when it was Christmas in my mum and dad's garden centre, and they used to have all of the Christmas decorations out, and I used to get a bit embarrassed because mum and dad used to say, come on, you're so lovely, Annie. So I took it in the garden centre and I played Christmas songs. I went into an old person's home where my grandma and granddad was there, and me and my sister, she played as well, and we used to play Christmas carols for the old people in the care homes. And I remember once we went and they did a collection because they were just like, oh wow, this is just amazing, and it was lovely seeing their faces. So the organ, yeah, lots of people, if I say what instrument do you think I can play, and yeah, the organ up to grade 8.
Could you give us any advice for future school?
The first thing that would come into my mind for the future for all of you is to be kind to each other and to be kind to yourselves. Because sometimes we can be quite hard on ourselves and think, oh, we're not good enough at this, we don't look like that. I say to my children, and I'd say, love who you are and be who you are, be the best version of you. Because my worry is all the social media that's out there at the moment of how you should be, how you should look, what you should wear. And I don't want it to change who you are, because who you are is the best. And that's my main thing with what is happening at this moment in time for you young people is social media. And I want you to just be who you are, be the best version of you, and go for your dreams. Whatever you want to do, work hard, and you can achieve whatever you want. Don't let anybody tell you you can't.
Thank you so much, Miss Lloyd, for coming on our amazing show.
Yay.
I've absolutely loved it. Thank you for inviting me.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys. I really enjoyed listening to all those interesting facts about Mrs. Lloyd. Now on to our next segment, where we share with you pieces of writing, such as short stories or poems. Today, I'd like to share with you a Kenning poem that I wrote during our English lesson. The Kenning I did is called Bright Birdie. Bright Birdie. Sweet singer, tree lover, cat hater, worm eater, loud chirper, nest maker, lovely colours, bright creatures. I love Kennings because it's like a little guessing puzzle and I love puzzles.
Now, it's competition time and time to win some prizes. The first class to email Mr. H the answer to these riddles wins a prize for the whole class. Teachers, you may help, but you are not allowed to search up or Google the answer.
So my first question is, what is yours but mostly used by others? And my second one is, what has many rings but no fingers? Remember, teachers must email Mr. H on behalf of their classes, and the first class will win. Good luck, everyone.
Well, there you have it, folks. Our third episode completed. A special thanks again to Mrs. Lloyd and to all our podcasters today. We hope you enjoyed it, and we'll see you next time on Monkwood Monkey Talk Podcast. Bye! Bye.